English 900. Book 5. Tape 9A. Asking Favors of Other People. Listen. Would you please hold the door open for me? You're very kind to take the trouble to help me. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness. I'm afraid it was a bother for you to do this. It wasn't any bother. I was glad to do it. There's just one last favor I need to ask of you. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled. Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck. If there's anything else I can do, please let me know. This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do anything for me. I certainly didn't intend to cause you so much inconvenience. He'll always be indebted to you for what you've done. Could you lend me $10? I left my wallet at home. I'd appreciate it if you would turn out the lights. I'm sleepy. Intonation. Listen and repeat. Would you please hold the door open for me? You're very kind to take the trouble to help me. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness. I'm afraid it was a bother for you to do this. It wasn't any bother. I was glad to do it. There's just one last favor I need to ask of you. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled. Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck. If there's anything else I can do, please let me know. This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do anything for me. I certainly didn't intend to cause you so much inconvenience. He'll always be indebted to you for what you've done. Could you lend me $10? I left my wallet at home. I'd appreciate it if you would turn out the lights. I'm sleepy. Verb study. Listen. 1. Hold something open. Would you please hold the door open for me?
He held the door open for me because my arms were full.
We've held the job open for him for 2 weeks now. 2. Repay. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness.
He hasn't repaid the money I loaned him.
We repaid him for his kindness by taking him to dinner.
I can't repay you for what you've done.
He always repays the money he owes. 3. Push. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled.
He pushed his books off the table.
Push the door open, will you?
I'm pushing as hard as I can, but the car won't move.
4. Stall. My car stalled yesterday.
It stalled last week, too.
It stalls all the time. I think I have engine trouble.
Are you stalling for time? Don't you want to go with me?
5. Open. Would you be so kind as to open this window?
She opens the window in the morning and closes it at night.
I just opened the door and came in.
Please open the door and come in.
6. Intend to. I didn't intend to start an argument.
She intends to go to the movies tonight.
We've never intended to inconvenience you.
They intended to get here last night, but they had a flat tire on the way.
7. Lend. Could you lend me $10?
I've already lent you more than $50.
She lends me money once in a while.
Why did you lend him so much money?
Would you lend me that book until next week? English 900, Book 5, Tape 9B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. Would you please hold the door open for me?
Would you please leave the door unlocked for me?
Would you please keep the fire burning for me?
Would you please have dinner ready for me?
Would you please have these clothes washed for me? Now, repeat. Would you please hold the door open for me?
Would you please leave the door unlocked for me?
Would you please keep the fire burning for me?
Would you please have dinner ready for me?
Would you please have these clothes washed for me? 2. Listen. You're very kind to take the trouble to help me.
You're very nice to take the trouble to help me.
You're very thoughtful to take the trouble to help me.
You're very considerate to take the trouble to help me.
You're very sweet to take the trouble to help me.
You're very understanding to take the trouble to help me.
Now, repeat. You're very kind to take the trouble to help me.
You're very nice to take the trouble to help me.
You're very thoughtful to take the trouble to help me.
You're very considerate to take the trouble to help me.
You're very sweet to take the trouble to help me.
You're very understanding to take the trouble to help me.
3. Listen. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could reward you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could show my gratitude to you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could pay you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could thank you somehow for your kindness. Now, repeat. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could reward you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could show my gratitude to you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could pay you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could thank you somehow for your kindness. 4. Listen. I'm afraid it was a bother for you to do this.
I'm afraid it was bothersome for you to do this.
I'm afraid it was a burden on you to do this.
I'm afraid it was an inconvenience to you to do this.
I'm afraid it was an imposition on you to do this. Now, repeat. I'm afraid it was a bother for you to do this.
I'm afraid it was bothersome for you to do this.
I'm afraid it was a burden on you to do this.
I'm afraid it was an inconvenience to you to do this.
I'm afraid it was an imposition on you to do this. 5. Listen. It wasn't any bother. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't any trouble. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't a bit of trouble. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't any bother at all. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't at all difficult. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't anything at all. I was glad to do it.
Now, repeat. It wasn't any bother. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't any trouble. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't a bit of trouble. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't any bother at all. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't at all difficult. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't anything at all. I was glad to do it.
Six. Listen. There's just one last favor I need to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I feel I need to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I'd like to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I must ask of you.
There's just one last favor I feel I must ask of you.
There's just one last favor I ought to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I just have to ask of you. Now, repeat. There's just one last favor I need to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I feel I need to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I'd like to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I must ask of you.
There's just one last favor I feel I must ask of you.
There's just one last favor I ought to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I just have to ask of you. Seven. Listen. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I possibly can.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I might be able to.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I am able to.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I could. Now, repeat. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I possibly can.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I might be able to.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I am able to.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I could. Eight. Listen. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled.
Would you mind opening the door? My arms are full.
Would you mind helping me up? My ankle is sprained.
Would you mind calling the doctor? My head is bleeding.
Would you mind loaning me some money? My wallet is gone. Now, repeat. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled.
Would you mind opening the door? My arms are full.
Would you mind helping me up? My ankle is sprained.
Would you mind calling the doctor? My head is bleeding.
Would you mind loaning me some money? My wallet is gone. Nine. Listen. Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's jammed.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's tightly closed.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck somehow.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's locked. Now, repeat. Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's jammed.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's tightly closed.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck somehow.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's locked. Ten. Listen. If there's anything else I can do, please let me know.
If there's anything else I can do, please don't hesitate to let me know.
If there's anything else I can do, please call on me.
If there's anything else I can do, please tell me.
If there's anything else I can do, please send me a memorandum. Now, repeat. If there's anything else I can do, please let me know.
If there's anything else I can do, please don't hesitate to let me know.
If there's anything else I can do, please call on me.
If there's anything else I can do, please tell me.
If there's anything else I can do, please send me a memorandum. Eleven. Listen. This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do anything for me.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do me a favor.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do a favor for me.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you for favors.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you to bother to help me.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you for anything.
Now, repeat. This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do anything for me.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do me a favor.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do a favor for me.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you for favors.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you to bother to help me.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you for anything.
Now, repeat these sentences. 12. I certainly didn't intend to cause you so much inconvenience.
I certainly didn't intend to bother you so much.
I certainly didn't intend to interfere in your affairs.
I certainly didn't intend to upset your plans.
I certainly didn't intend to worry you with my problems.
I certainly didn't intend to get you so involved in my problems.
Thirteen. He'll always be indebted to you for what you've done.
He'll always be grateful to you for what you've done.
He'll always be thankful to you for what you've done. Fourteen. Could you lend me $10? I left my wallet at home.
Could you lend me $10? I don't have any money with me.
Could you lend me $10? I seem to have left my wallet at home.
Could you lend me $10? I don't get paid until tomorrow.
Could you lend me $10? I seem to be broke. Fifteen. I'd appreciate it if you would turn out the light. I'm sleepy.
I'd appreciate it if you would try to be quiet. I'm sleepy.
I'd appreciate it if you would not be so noisy. I'm sleepy.
I'd appreciate it if you would excuse me now. I'm sleepy.
I'd appreciate it if you would not talk so loudly. I'm sleepy. This is the end of Tape 9B, Book 5, English 900. English 900, Book 5, Tape 9C, Conversation, Asking Favors of Other People. Dialogue 1. Listen.
Would you help me for a minute, please?
Of course. What do you want me to do?
Could you hold these packages while I look for the key to the door?
I'd be glad to. What's in these packages? They're extremely heavy.
Just the things we need for the picnic tomorrow.
Well, hurry up and open the door. I told you these things were heavy.
I can't find the key. You must have it.
You're right. But how can I get the key while I'm holding all these packages? Now, repeat.
Would you help me for a minute, please?
Of course. What do you want me to do?
Could you hold these packages while I look for the key to the door?
I'd be glad to. What's in these packages? They're extremely heavy.
Just the things we need for the picnic tomorrow.
Well, hurry up and open the door. I told you these things were heavy.
I can't find the key. You must have it.
You're right. But how can I get the key while I'm holding all these packages? Now, you say Dan's part.
Would you help me for a minute, please? Could you hold these packages while I look for the key to the door? Just the things we need for the picnic tomorrow. I can't find the key. You must have it.
Dialogue 2. Listen. Would you please do me a favor, Ben?
It depends on what it is.
Could you loan me $5 until Tuesday?
I suppose so, if you're sure you can pay me on Tuesday.
Of course. There's something else, too, Ben. Would you mind lending me your car tonight?
Well, I guess not. I have to study anyway, so I won't be using it.
Wonderful. I have one last favor to ask you. I'd appreciate it if I could borrow your blue suit tonight.
What's the matter with your suit?
It's in the cleaners. I'm taking Genevieve to the movies tonight, and I want to look good.
Genevieve? But she's my girl.
Oh, I nearly forgot. Could I borrow Genevieve, too? Now, repeat. Would you please do me a favor, Ben?
It depends on what it is.
Could you loan me $5 until Tuesday?
I suppose so, if you're sure you can pay me on Tuesday.
Of course. There's something else, too, Ben. Would you mind lending me your car tonight?
Well, I guess not. I have to study anyway, so I won't be using it.
Wonderful. I have one last favor to ask you. I'd appreciate it if I could borrow your blue suit tonight.
What's the matter with your suit?
It's in the cleaners. I'm taking Genevieve to the movies tonight, and I want to look good.
Genevieve? But she's my girl.
I nearly forgot. Could I borrow Genevieve, too?
Now, you say Ben's part. Would you please do me a favor, Ben? Could you loan me $5 until Tuesday? Of course. There's something else, too, Ben. Would you mind lending me your car tonight? Wonderful. I have one last favor to ask you. I'd appreciate it if I could borrow your blue suit tonight. It's in the cleaners. I'm taking Genevieve to the movies tonight, and I want to look good. Oh, I nearly forgot. Could I borrow Genevieve, too?
Participation drills. Drill one. Listen and repeat.
Would you please hold the door open for me?
Of course, I'd be glad to hold the door open for you.
Would you please open the window?
Of course, I'd be glad to open the window.
Would you please lend me some money?
Of course, I'd be glad to lend you some money.
Would you please have dinner ready?
Of course, I'd be glad to have dinner ready.
Would you please wash my clothes?
Of course, I'd be glad to wash your clothes. Drill two. Listen and repeat.
Would you mind giving me a push?
Not at all. If I can do anything else, please let me know.
Would you mind opening the door?
Not at all. If I can do anything else, please tell me.
Would you mind calling the doctor?
Not at all. If I can do anything else, don't hesitate to ask me.
Would you mind loaning me some money?
Not at all. If I can do anything else, please call on me.
Would you mind turning out the lights?
Not at all. If I can do anything else, please ask me.
Would you mind loaning me that book?
Not at all. If I can do anything else, please don't hesitate to tell me.
Would you mind changing my tire?
Not at all. If I can do anything else, please let me know. Exercises. Exercise one. Listen and repeat.
Always.
He'll always be grateful to you.
Often.
Have I often worried you with my problems?
Usually.
I usually seem to be broke.
Ever.
Have you ever left your wallet at home?
Generally.
He is generally happy to help you.
Seldom.
I've seldom asked you for favors.
Frequently.
I frequently get you involved in my affairs.
Sometimes.
Am I sometimes a burden on you?
Never.
You never are a bother. Exercise two. Listen and repeat. I haven't thanked you for your kindness yet.
You've already thanked me many times.
But I still haven't thanked you enough.
That's all right. You don't have to thank me anymore.
Has he shown his appreciation yet?
English 900, Book 5, Tape 10A, Making Preparations to Travel. Listen.
I didn't realize the time had passed so quickly.
I've got a lot of things to do before I can leave. For one thing, I've got to drop by the bank to get some money. It'll take almost all my savings to buy the ticket. Oh, I just remembered something. I have to apply for a passport. I almost forgot to have the phone disconnected. It's a good thing you reminded me to take my heavy coat. I never would have thought of it if you hadn't mentioned it. I'll see you off at the airport. They're calling your flight now. You barely have time to make it. You'd better run or you're going to be left behind. Don't forget to cable to let us know you arrived safely. I'm sure I've forgotten something, but it's too late now. Do you have anything to declare for customs? You don't have to pay any duty on personal belongings. Now, repeat.
I didn't realize the time had passed so quickly.
I've got a lot of things to do before I can leave. For one thing, I've got to drop by the bank to get some money. It'll take almost all my savings to buy the ticket. Oh, I just remembered something. I have to apply for a passport. I almost forgot to have the phone disconnected. It's a good thing you reminded me to take my heavy coat. I never would have thought of it if you hadn't mentioned it. I'll see you off at the airport. They're calling your flight now. You barely have time to make it. You'd better run or you're going to be left behind. Don't forget to cable to let us know you arrived safely. I'm sure I've forgotten something, but it's too late now. Do you have anything to declare for customs? You don't have to pay any duty on personal belongings. Verb study. Listen. 1. Apply for. I have to apply for a passport.
I applied for my visa 3 weeks ago.
What are you applying for? I'm applying for a job. 2. Disconnect. I almost forgot to have the phone disconnected.
They disconnected the water and the gas.
Why are you disconnecting the phone? 3. Remind. Mention. It's a good thing you reminded me to take my heavy coat.
She reminded me of my sister.
That reminds me, I have to go see my doctor.
I never would have thought of it if you hadn't mentioned it.
Don't mention it. I was glad to do it. 4. Arrive. C. see somebody off. Don't forget to cable to let us know you arrived safely.
She arrives today on the 6:25 train.
I'm arriving in San Francisco tomorrow at 9:30 a.m.
I'll see you off at the airport.
We saw our friends off at the railroad station last night. 5. Cable. Don't forget to cable me when you arrive.
I cabled my mother last night. It cost $10.
She cables me once a week to let me know how she is. I'm cabling my wife now. I'm telling her where I am. 6. Declare. Do you have anything to declare for customs?
We declared that we weren't going with them.
We declared our love for each other.
We've never declared our personal belongings for customs.
7. Pay. Pay back. You don't have to pay any duty on personal belongings.
He paid me the $10 he owed me.
We are paying him for the new house today.
I've never paid you back the $10 I owe you.
I'll lend you some money if you'll pay it back soon. Now, English 900, Book 5, Take 10B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. I didn't realize the time had passed so quickly.
I had no idea the time had passed so quickly.
I simply couldn't believe the time had passed so quickly.
I couldn't believe the time had passed so quickly.
Now, repeat. I didn't realize the time had passed so quickly.
I had no idea the time had passed so quickly.
I simply couldn't believe the time had passed so quickly.
I couldn't believe the time had passed so quickly.
Two, listen. I've got a lot of things to do before I can leave.
I've got a lot of things to be done before I can leave.
I've got a lot of things that have to be done before I can leave.
I've got a lot of things left to do before I can leave.
Now, repeat. I've got a lot of things to do before I can leave.
I've got a lot of things to be done before I can leave.
I've got a lot of things that have to be done before I can leave.
I've got a lot of things left to do before I can leave.
Three. Listen. For one thing, I've got to drop by the bank to get some money.
For one thing, I've got to drop by the bank to cash a check.
For one thing, I've got to drop by the bank to close my checking account.
For one thing, I've got to drop by the bank to get some traveler's checks.
Now, repeat. For one thing, I've got to drop by the bank to get some money.
For one thing, I've got to drop by the bank to cash a check.
For one thing, I've got to drop by the bank to close my checking account.
For one thing, I've got to drop by the bank to get some traveler's checks.
Four. Listen. It'll take almost all my savings to buy the ticket.
It'll take almost all my salary to buy the ticket.
It'll take almost all my money to buy the ticket.
It'll take almost all my hard-earned money to buy the ticket.
Now, repeat. It'll take almost all my savings to buy the ticket.
It'll take almost all my salary to buy the ticket.
It'll take almost all my money to buy the ticket.
It'll take almost all my hard-earned money to buy the ticket.
Five. Listen. Oh, I just remembered something. I have to apply for a passport.
Oh, I just remembered something. I have to get a visa.
Oh, I just remembered something. I have to go and get some inoculations.
Oh, I just remembered something. I have to leave my forwarding address.
Now, repeat. Oh, I just remembered something. I have to apply for a passport.
Oh, I just remembered something. I have to get a visa.
Oh, I just remembered something. I have to go and get some inoculations.
Oh, I just remembered something. I have to leave my forwarding address.
Six. Listen. I almost forgot to have the phone disconnected.
I almost forgot to have the milk delivery stopped.
I almost forgot to have the furniture covered up.
I almost forgot to have the postman stop delivering my mail.
I almost forgot to have the dog taken to the kennels. Now, repeat. I almost forgot to have the phone disconnected.
I almost forgot to have the milk delivery stopped.
I almost forgot to have the furniture covered up.
I almost forgot to have the postman stop delivering my mail.
I almost forgot to have the dog taken to the kennels. Seven. Listen. It's a good thing you reminded me to take my heavy coat.
Luckily, you reminded me to take my heavy coat.
Fortunately, you reminded me to take my heavy coat.
By some good fortune, you reminded me to take my heavy coat.
It's lucky for me you reminded me to take my heavy coat. Now, repeat. It's a good thing you reminded me to take my heavy coat.
Luckily, you reminded me to take my heavy coat.
Fortunately, you reminded me to take my heavy coat.
By some good fortune, you reminded me to take my heavy coat.
It's lucky for me you reminded me to take my heavy coat. Eight. Listen. I never would have thought of it if you hadn't mentioned it.
It wouldn't have occurred to me if you hadn't mentioned it.
I would have forgotten it if you hadn't mentioned it.
It would have slipped my mind if you hadn't mentioned it.
It would have escaped me if you hadn't mentioned it. Now, repeat. I never would have thought of it if you hadn't mentioned it.
It wouldn't have occurred to me if you hadn't mentioned it.
I would have forgotten it if you hadn't mentioned it.
It would have slipped my mind if you hadn't mentioned it.
It would have escaped me if you hadn't mentioned it. Nine. Listen. I'll see you off at the airport.
I'll say goodbye to you at the airport.
I'll tell you goodbye at the airport.
I'll kiss you goodbye at the airport.
Now, repeat. I'll see you off at the airport.
I'll say goodbye to you at the airport.
I'll tell you goodbye at the airport.
I'll kiss you goodbye at the airport.
Ten. Listen. They're calling your flight now. You barely have time to make it.
They're calling your flight now. You hardly have time to make it.
They're calling your flight now. You just have time to make it.
They're calling your flight now. You just barely have time to make it.
They're calling your flight now. You may just have time to make it. Now, repeat. They're calling your flight now. You barely have time to make it.
They're calling your flight now. You hardly have time to make it.
They're calling your flight now. You just have time to make it.
They're calling your flight now. You just barely have time to make it.
They're calling your flight now. You may just have time to make it. Eleven. Listen. You'd better run or you're going to be left behind.
You'd better run or you're going to miss your flight.
You'd better run or you're going to miss your train connection. Now, repeat. You'd better run or you're going to be left behind.
You'd better run or you're going to miss your flight.
You'd better run or you're going to miss your train connection. Twelve. Listen. Don't forget the cable to let us know you arrived safely.
Don't forget to send a cable to let us know you arrived safely.
Don't forget to send a telegram to let us know you arrived safely.
Don't forget to write to let us know you arrived safely.
Now, repeat. Don't forget to cable to let us know you arrived safely.
Don't forget to send a cable to let us know you arrived safely.
Don't forget to send a telegram to let us know you arrived safely.
Don't forget to write to let us know you arrived safely.
Thirteen. Listen. I'm sure I've forgotten something, but it's too late now.
I'm sure I've forgotten something, but it's a little late now.
I'm sure I've forgotten something, but I shouldn't worry about it now.
I'm sure I've forgotten something, but I mustn't think about it now.
Now, repeat. I'm sure I've forgotten something, but it's too late now.
I'm sure I've forgotten something, but it's a little late now.
I'm sure I've forgotten something, but I shouldn't worry about it now.
I'm sure I've forgotten something, but I mustn't think about it now.
Fourteen. Listen. Do you have anything to declare for customs?
Do you have any articles to declare for customs?
Do you have any goods to declare for customs?
Do you have any prohibited articles to declare for customs?
Now, repeat. Do you have anything to declare for customs?
Do you have any articles to declare for customs?
Do you have any goods to declare for customs?
Do you have any prohibited articles to declare for customs?
Fifteen. Listen. You don't have to pay any duty on personal belongings.
You don't have to pay any duty on things for your own use.
You don't have to pay any duty on your personal articles.
You don't have to pay any duty on used cameras.
You don't have to pay any duty on used clothing.
You don't have to pay any duty on birds and pets.
Now, repeat.
You don't have to pay any duty on personal belongings.
You don't have to pay any duty on things for your own use.
You don't have to pay any duty on your personal articles.
You don't have to pay any duty on used cameras.
You don't have to pay any duty on used clothing.
You don't have to pay any duty on birds and pets.
This is the end of Tape 10B, Book 5, English 900. Book 5, Tape 10C, Conversation, Making Preparations to Travel. Dialogue 1. Listen.
I'm sure I'm forgetting something, Stuart, but I don't know what it is.
Do you have your passport, Mrs. Jones?
Yes, I have it right here, and I have the boat tickets. What else could it be?
You have all your suitcases, don't you?
I believe so. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, they're all here.
Well, it seems to me you have everything you'll need, Mrs. Jones.
No, I don't. Something is missing, but I can't think what it could be.
Don't worry about it now. The ship is about to leave. By the way, where is Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones? Oh, now I know what it is. I forgot my husband.
Now, repeat.
I'm sure I'm forgetting something, Stuart, but I don't know what it is.
Do you have your passport, Mrs. Jones?
Yes, I have it right here, and I have the boat tickets. What else could it be?
You have all your suitcases, don't you?
I believe so. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, they're all here.
Well, it seems to me you have everything you'll need, Mrs. Jones.
No, I don't. Something is missing, but I can't think what it could be.
Don't worry about it now. The ship is about to leave. By the way, where is Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones? Oh, now I know what it is. I forgot my husband.
Dialogue 2. Listen.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, please. I want to buy a personal gift for my brother. He's taking a trip to South America.
Is he going by ship or by plane?
He's flying. My gift will have to be something light in weight. What can you suggest?
What about this wallet? It's made of very fine leather.
My sister already gave him one. I'd like something unusual.
Here is a gift for the man who has everything.
Oh, a folding toothbrush. That's a wonderful idea. I'll take it. Now, repeat.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, please. I want to buy a personal gift for my brother. He's taking a trip to South America.
Is he going by ship or by plane?
He's flying. My gift will have to be something light in weight. What can you suggest?
What about this wallet? It's made of very fine leather.
My sister already gave him one. I'd like something unusual.
Here is a gift for the man who has everything.
Oh, a folding toothbrush. That's a wonderful idea. I'll take it.
Participation drills. Listen and repeat.
Have you applied for a visa?
I'm glad you reminded me. I keep forgetting to do it.
Have you had the phone disconnected?
I'm glad you reminded me. I keep forgetting to have it done.
Have you bought a ticket?
I'm glad you reminded me. I keep forgetting to stop by the railroad station.
Have you left your forwarding address?
I'm glad you reminded me. I keep forgetting to go to the post office.
Have you called your sister?
I'm glad you reminded me. I keep forgetting to call her up.
Have you cashed a check?
I'm glad you reminded me. I keep forgetting to stop by the bank.
Have you covered the furniture?
I'm glad you reminded me. I keep forgetting to cover it up.
Have you seen the doctor?
I'm glad you reminded me. I keep forgetting to make an appointment.
Have you read that book?
I'm glad you reminded me. I keep forgetting to go to the library. Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. I've got a lot of things to do before I leave on my trip.
I closed my checking account.
I should get some traveler's checks.
I might get some inoculations.
I must apply for a passport.
I'll leave my forwarding address at the post office.
I prefer to have the postman stop delivering my mail.
I could have the phone disconnected.
I'd rather say goodbye at the airport.
I'm going to send a cable as soon as I arrive.
Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. You have to drop by the bank to get some money, don't you?
Yes, I do.
It didn't take all your savings to buy the ticket, did it?
Yes, it did.
You'll cover up the furniture, won't you?
Yes, I will.
You won't forget to have the milk delivery stopped, will you?
No, I won't.
You can take the dog to the kennels, can't you?
No, I can't.
You couldn't miss your train connection, could you?
No, I couldn't.
You are taking your camera, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You weren't going to take your bird, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Exercise 3. Listen and repeat.
I've got to cash a check before I can leave.
What do I have to do before I can leave? When do I have to cash a check?
My ticket was paid for with my savings.
How was my ticket paid for? What did I pay for with my savings?
I'm going outside the country by plane.
How am I going outside the country? Where am I going by plane?
I have to take a taxi because I'm late.
Why do I have to take a taxi? What do I have to do because I'm late?
My friend will kiss me goodbye at the airport.
Who will kiss me goodbye at the airport? Where will my friend kiss me goodbye?